Good morning. And what a great morning it is. I am overlooking the Lynn Canal at this point, at the mountainous view, standing on the deck of a new, one of my most faithful Garden Conversation fans. I'm on the deck of Suzanne V.A. Smith. And thanks for letting me come and look at your garden.
Sure. Huh? I just love the show. It gives me all sorts of inspiration and ideas.
Well, it's great. Just about every time that I'm thinking, oh, I don't know if I've got enough energy to do this, I'll run into you on the street and you'll say, oh, I just loved hearing this. And I went, okay, that's why we do this. Yeah. So thanks for doing that. But I wanted to see what you're doing. And wow, you're doing a whole lot. So I don't know if we're going to get to all of it in 15 minutes, but I want to start out with you're doing a pretty cool thing. You don't have a greenhouse.
No.
But you are growing a lot of the same things that those of us with a greenhouse have.
Yeah.
So how are you doing this?
Well, this house is south facing. Mm-hmm. We've got big windows and deep windowsills. So inside, basically our living, dining room, foyer area, I'm able to have multiple plants consisting of red robin tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Which are the small cherry tomatoes.
They're small mm-hmm. cherry tomatoes. They do very well here. They're nice and bushy. They produce well. And I grow those all from seed. Last year, I think I had 13 plants.
Wow.
This year, I think I've got 9 plants. And then I grow a lot of basil. Mm-hmm. I just love basil. Mm-hmm. I love pesto. I freeze it all winter. We eat it fresh all summer and all sorts of things.
And that works really well in this situation because they don't mind having a lot of plants in a small little mm-hmm. container. So you've got, what, these are gallon-sized containers?
Yeah, these are gallon. And I think next year I'm going to go larger.
A little bit bigger.
Because they didn't do as well this year. And I think a combination was the lack of sun, but it's also they needed a little bit more room.
Mm-hmm. But you have multiple plants in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got.
They don't mind being crowded. It doesn't appear.
No, I never tend to get any pests. Mm-hmm. I do. Norm walks around with a paintbrush all the time, and we move them around and things like that. And if they're not doing well, I just change the position of where they are.
But no aphids. Oftentimes people have real problems with aphids and.
And we've got a lot of cross ventilation in the house,
huge.
So we keep the windows open. And occasionally I will bring them out on the deck, but I tend to forget and it gets too cold up here.
They are heat lovers.
Yeah.
They like heat. Yeah. So then out here on the deck, what do you do?
Well, we've got these big long railings, and one of our neighbors, Greg Goodman, is a great carpenter. So he built me... Boy, I think it's like a 14-foot long planter in different sections, and it's removable. So every year, that's where I grow all my greens. I grow arugula, different leaf lettuces, mustard greens, some dill. I grow some spinach, but I don't have a lot of luck with spinach.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
we eat so much lettuce here. I just, it does really well.
So do you do succession plantings
yes.
of that? So after you harvest it, you plant something else?
I do. But even this year, even though it was cool, I really found everything really went to seed pretty much 2 weeks ago. And I was waiting for the second session to really, and it just didn't happen. And the weather was so bad, I took them down a little bit early. And you know, I love flowers. That's my real
passion.
That's
your real passion. I can see by looking around.
And so I tend to only grow what will do really well. And the only thing that so far for me does really well are lettuces, peas, and carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else I try seems to bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then the indoor stuff
does basil well. Is a real challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you've got
that
one figured out.
But we're so lucky to have places like Four Winds Farm. You know, they grow it better. And I'm so happy to go there for my bok choy and all the more exotic things.
Well, I know. That's the thing to do. That's what makes gardening pleasant, is being able to pick out the things that grow well in your setting.
Yeah.
Different settings are, you know, they grow different things well. So... So, yeah, I mean, I just love being able to utilize, people say, oh, well, I don't have a garden space. But you've taken not a garden space. You've taken just a deck area. And it's so handy. That's the other thing about growing on your deck. Mm-hmm. I find that I use herbs and those things much more than if I have to go all the way out to the garden to get them.
Yeah, so, yeah, it is really easy. So, yeah, it's just a really nice way to use your deck.
Yeah.
And this is a small deck, so... You know, Norm and I will sit out here tops. We can have two other people out here. But otherwise, I just let kind of the plants take over. I have tables out here, too, that hold herbs
that
and
hold.
Stuff.
Yeah, nice.
That I've put away already.
Yeah. Well, so while we're standing here overlooking, I'm looking down and seeing a bunch of raised beds, too. Mm-hmm. You have a situation of a very large raised bed.
It's huge. It's like a football field. It's a nightmare, actually.
And so I just, there are some people who like raised beds like that. They like to have one big one, but that's in our conversation, it sounds like that's not your preference.
No, but I don't quite know what to do with it. So I've and because it was invaded with clover and all sorts of weeds,
you're redoing it.
I'm completely rebuilding it in into different sections. It gets a lot of shade, so most of the bed is going to be perennials. There's one corner of it that gets enough sunlight that I can grow some vegetables. This year was the first time I had enough soil to plant. I planted bush beans and they failed, mainly because of the weather and the slugs.
Yeah, this year was not a good bean year.
So I think probably next year I'm going to grow more peas in that section. Mm-hmm. Peas just thrive here. And this year, I tend to be so impatient in the spring for fresh vegetables, and because it's a little cooler up here and shady, I always grow the quick to germinate peas, and they do really well. But I think next year in the long planters, I'll do the quick to germinate peas, which I always love. And then in the main bed, I'm going to grow the more long lasting.
Yeah, that makes sense. I did that with my corn this year. I had some that were early, fast growing, and then I did some that were later. And I'm still eating corn late into the season. And so it's nice to be able to stagger it that way. Succession planting is one way to do it, but another way to do it is just to grow things that have a different length of maturity. I see you've got carrots down there. The bears have not gotten the carrots this
year. I love carrots. Carrots are like my favorite food in the world. And it's taken me a while and consulting with a lot of other gardeners. I always grow yayas.
Oh, yeah.
I love the taste. They do pretty well for me. This year, I also tried some hokum.
Hokum.
And my problem with carrots, I just have such a hard time thinning them. So I was talking with Marie Boisvert, and I think next year I'm going to try actually the pellets.
That's one way of doing
and
it.
And try that, because I tend in recent years to get smaller carrots, but I do like the larger ones too. And I don't harvest my carrots until right before it snows.
Right. I do the same thing. I wait.
Yeah.
So have you tried not? I plant my carrots not thinned, not as far apart that you want them to actually grow, and I let them grow so that I have little baby carrots that I actually harvest.
Yeah, and I did that this year. But I still think I didn't thin them quite enough. But I'm looking at them now, I'm like, oh, you should have thinned them more. And I look at other gardens. I'm always looking at other people's gardens, especially their carrots. I'm like, wow.
Well, but that's an unfair thing to do because the setting can be completely different.
But
it looks like you've got carrots. And I do think that it is good to recognize that you don't have, in fact, carrots, it's better to not pull them until later.
Right.
A lot of people this year have had to pull their carrots early because of the bears. But the longer you can leave them in, the sweeter they get.
Oh, yeah. So, I just love late October.
Yeah. So that's kind of your garden part of it. But you have a ton of other things around that we just walked through. We're now standing up on the deck looking down at this really beautiful landscaped rock wall with lilacs. You're a lilac fan.
I love lilacs, and the biggest heartbreak I have is I have two well-established large lilacs as you're coming into our entryway, but They don't get enough sun, mm. even with limbing the trees, and they've never bloomed, and they never will.
Yeah. They, so lilacs, what I've read, require 6 hours, yeah. at least a minimum yeah. of 6 hours yeah. sun.
So, and we don't want to cut down the trees. So I've just gone around to
You've
existing lilacs mm-hmm. and taken shoots and cuttings, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new ones
wow.
that are doing well. They're, you know, they're probably a couple feet high and mm-hmm. leafing out, and this year some of them bloom, so that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And rhubarb, you're also using
yes.
rhubarb as a landscape thing as
yeah.
well as the
yeah.
edible part, which
yeah.
that's a plant that's so cool to do that with because it's just a beautiful
yeah.
plant.
It is a beautiful plant. We've got
yeah.
lots of rhubarb that we harvest and mm-hmm. freeze and use.
Yeah.
And then I love irises. So mm-hmm. The house had existing clumps of irises, but they're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been lucky enough that local gardeners are very generous
mm-hmm.
and they let me divide theirs. I love the white ones especially.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to reintroduce them to kind of give a little new strength.
Right. Well, that's the way to get plants.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
those of us who have established yeah. gardens, most of them come,
yeah.
most of the plants come from
yeah.
other people.
Yeah,
so,
people are so
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious how you obviously love flowers and
mm-hmm.
you love white flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up gardening? Was your mom a gardener?
My mom was a great gardener, and so is my grandpa V.A., who
mm-hmm.
was a great gardener as well. And they both especially love perennial borders.
Oh,
I didn't know
uh-huh.
anything. I didn't know what annuals were. Beautiful perennial borders. And then my mom also, she loved bulbs. And I remember.
So you've carried that
yeah,
love of bulbs.
Every fall, I would go with her, and we'd plant bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
just, those are really the backbone of my love of gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I have tons
mm-hmm.
of bulbs here, and I just love, I usually do late blooming bulbs here because then in midsummer you have these incredible
mm-hmm.
stands of tulips and
mm-hmm.
allium.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom had a greenhouse when I was
oh, really?
Growing up, and
mm-hmm.
it was a, you know, it was a major greenhouse, and she raised orchids.
Oh.
And it's not something, I didn't really care for them, but I loved the atmosphere, and she taught me how to repot things, which doesn't really apply to my life today,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
but it helps in some ways. And I just I always think of my mom and my grandpa when
mm-hmm.
I'm out in the garden, and I'm thinking, oh God, if you guys could see this now, you'd be turning in your graves.
Well, I like to ask that question because I think it's interesting how most of us have gardening, those of us who garden and have a passion for it, we have gardening in our history,
mm-hmm.
and I like parents who mm-hmm. are in the process
mm-hmm.
of getting their kids to go out in the garden
yeah.
to see that even if kids don't necessarily like it or
yeah.
I think it's an important thing that
yeah.
that will be remembered
yeah.
in whatever way
yeah.
As they get older.
Yeah.
So.
And my dad is a great, he's one of those green thumbs that doesn't try, and he's a wonderful vegetable gardener.
Oh, really?
And so when he visits here and he sees my little cherry tomatoes, he's like, oh, that's great, Suzanne. You go to his house and out in his garden, he doesn't do anything. And he's got these huge heirloom beefsteak tomatoes that are like...
But he doesn't live in Haines, Alaska.
I know. So it's really funny. But
yeah, I do. I think that's an important thing to remember that what... a lot of our gardening heritage shows up later
yeah.
on in
yeah.
our
yeah.
adult life.
Yeah.
So we've only got a couple minutes, but another question I like to ask is, why do you garden? What's your main motivation, do you think? Or what?
You know, I love green. And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't have a greenhouse and I don't like doing high tunnels or
mm-hmm.
remake. To me, it's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks
industrial.
And you
want to look at it.
Mm-hmm. And I want to, you know, it's really hard for me even to grow vegetables in a row. It looks
rather contained, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I just, and I like the way it looks, but I'm kind of a lazy gardener. I don't especially like weeding,
mm-hmm.
but I like planting.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
I love having cut flowers inside.
Mm.
I always have flowers on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a huge motivation for
yeah,
planting flowers,
yeah.
I find.
And I just like the way they look. And I like unruly large plants that thrive with benign neglect.
Wow. Well, there are quite a few of them that live in this area. So, yeah. I'm glad somebody likes them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for letting me come in and learn. I just like talking to gardeners. If you're a gardener, it doesn't take anything to fill up 15 minutes of talking.
We could talk forever.
That's right, we could. But other people on the radio land might get a little
bored.
They're
snoring.
So thank you. We've been in the garden of Suzanne V.A. Smith. Yeah. And I'm Mardell Gunn with another Garden Talk, a garden conversation on site. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week at the Garden Conversation.